Let us bow our heads in a word of prayer. Father, we just thank you for all the hymns that have been sung to thy glory. And Lord God, as we go into thy holy word, we pray that you will open up our understanding and that you will truly feed us with this spiritual manna from heaven. Feed us, O God, feed us till we want no more. We do hunger and thirst after righteousness. Feed us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You know, there's been a lot of talk about Earth Day. And I guess it just really bothers me that all during the week, the past week, and Sunday, which should be the Lord's Day, there was nothing said about the Lord. And I just think it's so rude. It's rude. Because the Bible does say, give honor where honor is due. Now, if you do a good job, you should get credit for it. If you wrote a good book, you should make money from that book. And if you invent something, you should get credit for it. But yet, they're not giving God any credit for what he has done. And if you notice in the world, they love to have these elaborate ceremonies. They love to have these pageants and theatrical ceremonies in which man gives honor to man. Oscars, Emmys, Tonys, Grammys, American Music Award, and so forth and so on. Man giving honor to man. But when it comes to God, they don't want to give him any honor. They don't want to give him any respect. Rodney Dangerfield used to say, I get no respect. But it's the Lord who's not getting any respect. Aretha Franklin said, all I ask is just a little bit of respect. That's it. Respect. And they're not even giving God that. They're giving honor to the earth. But the earth had to come from somewhere. It had to be made. The Bible says every house was builded by some man. And he that built all things is God. The Brooklyn Bridge, the Manhattan Bridge. If I told you those bridges came from nowhere, you would say I was insane. I have flipped my top, blown my cool. Brenda, you lost it. What you talking about? But yet, they're saying that the earth, which is more complex than the Brooklyn Bridge or the Manhattan Bridge, came from nowhere. That it just came into being. This watch, and I will try not to keep you over time, but this watch, it works very well. But if I told you that I just got this watch from the air, you'll say, oh, you probably went into a store and put that in their pocket. You boost that watch. You got that watch shoplifting, or you had to buy the watch, but someone had to make the watch. It didn't come from anywhere, nowhere. It had to be made. And the same way with the earth. Because when I think, I'm renting a room and I share the kitchen, but I want the kitchen to look a little bit prettier. So I decided I would paint it and paint it yellow. And I tell you, it really took a long time for me to paint that kitchen. But still, it's yellow because I painted it. The kitchen is yellow because I painted it. Yet they say no one painted the sky blue. If we look at the mission, someone had to paint it green. If we said no one did it, you'll say you're crazy. But someone had to make the mission green and lay down the carpet, and someone had to put the green in the grass and the blue in the water and the orange in the orange. Who did it? God. God. Amen, but he gets no respect. But this evening, I just want to go into how God created the earth. Because when you think about how God made the heaven and the earth, it is pretty spectacular. Amen. There's no creation greater than the earth. And my sister with her family and I, we went to the Museum of Natural History. I don't know if you've ever been there, but it's massive. And we spent the whole day there. And I think we covered everything from top to bottom. But even though the Museum of Natural History is a block long and I don't know how many stories high, it still cannot hold all the handiwork of God. It is so fantastic. It doesn't have all the flowers that God has made. It doesn't have all the trees that God has made. It doesn't have all the fish that God has made. When you think how many things, how many creatures on this earth that God has made, it is fantastic. But to say that no one made it, it's just not intelligent. The Bible tells us a fool has said in his heart, there is no God. To say that no one made this watch is foolish. To say no one made Brooklyn Bridge is foolish. To say no one built Grace and Hope Mission or the Empire State Building is just downright foolish. And to say that no one made the heaven and earth is foolish. A fool has said in his heart, there is no God. But let's open up to the very first chapter of Genesis. Amen. And really, it is important that we believe the first verse of the Bible. Do you believe it?
Amen.
In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Do you believe that there is a creator? Amen. Thank God. There are countries in which if you believe in the Creator, in God, you won't be allowed to have a good job. They make it very difficult for you to live if you believe in God. Especially communist countries, the Soviet Union, Romania, and other countries, they make it very, very difficult for you if you truly believe in God. And now in the United States, they seem to want to make it difficult for those who believe in God. But the Bible tells us in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. No Big Bang explosion. It wasn't a series of explosions. And when you think about this Big Bang theory, it really doesn't make sense. If someone would call in and said there was a bomb in this building, God forbid, but if they would do that, they would evacuate the building because they know bombs destroy. Bombs have never created anything. Bombs have never created a tree. They destroy trees. Anyone who's been through Vietnam or Korea or World War II, you have seen firsthand what bombs do. They destroy. So how can they say it was a bomb, it was an explosion that made everything? That doesn't make sense. Let us use wisdom. Let us use the little bit of common sense that the Lord has given us. Reading the second verse, the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. In other words, there was nothing, absolutely nothing. I don't know if you've ever been in the country and when they turn off the lights, there's nothing. It is so dark. And after you get used to New York City, it gets scary. Amen. You know, you're not used to darkness, complete darkness, because there's usually somebody's light on in New York City. But when you go out in the country or in the mountains and when the sun goes down, and if it's a cloudy night and the moon is covered up, it's dark. I said, my goodness, I never knew it could be so dark. But that's how it was in the very beginning. Darkness, complete darkness. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. Amen. The Lord commanded and it was created. I don't know how long it took Thomas Edison to make the light bulb. But from what I understand, he spent many hours in his laboratory trying to figure out a way to make light. But all God had to do was say, let there be light. And that was it. Can you imagine if you had that type of power, that you could speak something into being? But I'm afraid if people had that type of power, I don't know if they would make light with it. Amen. But God made light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. Already, there's a difference. There's a difference between light and darkness. If you know Jesus as your Savior, you are a child of the light. If you don't know Christ, you are a child of darkness. And there is a difference in behavior between the children of light and the children of darkness. You can see it. That's why Jesus said, ye shall know them by their fruit. But already from the very beginning, the Lord lets us see that there's going to be a difference between light and darkness. He divided the light and darkness in the beginning. And on the last day, the Lord's going to also divide the sheep from the goats, the tares from the wheat, and the saints from the sinners. Amen. And if you are with the children of darkness, woe be unto you. The fifth verse, and God called the light day, and the darkness he called night, and the evening and the morning were the first day. So the first day he made light. Was the first day 24 hours? I don't know. I know the Bible tells us that 1,000 years for us, it's like one day to God. So God is not limited to time. It seems like our bodies are set on a clock. You know, you can work really strong for maybe 12 hours or 18 hours, but you need at least 8 hours of sleep. Sometimes you see people sleeping everywhere, sleeping on benches and the subways move. They're sleeping on the subways and you wonder. But when you're tired, you can sleep almost anywhere. And they can make a lot of noise and a racket. But when you are tired, you've got to go to sleep. We'd rather you not go to sleep in church, but it happens. It happens. But you see, because our bodies are set on a timetable. Amen. We're refreshed, we're rejuvenated, and then we get tired and we must sleep. We must rest. But God is not like us. We cannot put God in the same box that we're in. We cannot limit God to our limitations. Remember, God can do all things. He never sleeps. And that in itself is fantastic. Sometimes I wish I didn't have to go to sleep because I think I could accomplish more because I feel like I'm more like a night person. And I, you know, like, I'm really ready to do different things at night, but that's not how it is. I got to go to sleep, because if I don't sleep, I can't function well the next day. In the sixth verse, it says, and God said, let there be firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. And God made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament, and it was so. And God called the firmament heaven. And the evening and the morning were the second day. So the firmament is another word for skies. God made the heavens. And he divided the waters. Now this I may not understand, but I am just a mortal being with a finite mind. But God divided the skies and the waters. And then God said, let the waters under the heaven be gathered together unto one place, and let the dry land appear. And it was so. And called the dry land earth. And the gathering together of the waters called he seas. And God saw that it was good. And God said, let the earth bring forth grass. Now, he didn't say that about any other planet. He said, let the earth bring forth grass. And if you know anything about astronomy, no other planet, as far as we can see with our telescopes, no other planet has earth, has grass. No other planet has water. No other planet has life. It says, let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth, and it was so. Now, another phrase is seed, fruit yielding fruit after his kind. And if you reread this Genesis first chapter, that phrase is there a lot, after his kind. So we did not evolve, but after his kind. They said, what came first, the chicken or the egg? Well, it had to be the chicken. God made the chicken first. But God placed inside the chicken a mechanism so that it would be able to reproduce and lay eggs. They don't make eggs in factories. All right? And Bugs Bunny does not lay eggs. All right. And the earth brought forth grass and herb yielding seed after his kind, and the tree yielding fruit whose seed was in itself after his kind. And God saw that it was good. And the evening and the morning, the third day, on the third day, God created the earth and all the vegetation. And it's fantastic when you just pass by a fruit stand. And I love summertime for fruit, with the mangoes and grapes and cherries and oranges and apples and peaches and nectarines and plums. Don't you love it? And that's just a few of them. But all those fruits were made by God. Man didn't make it. And when you see the different type of flowers, I went to the botanical gardens in Queens Sunday and just saw the daffodils and the, well, there's no daisies yet, but when you think of the different type of flowers, the texture of flowers, you know, man gets a lot of ideas from God. There is nothing new under the sun. Amen. And man gets the ideals of colors, of reds and greens and yellows. He gets the ideals from the earth that God made. But yet they say there's no creator. The Bible says on the fourth day that God created the sun and moon and stars. And the Bible says that God numbereth all the stars and nameth them all by names, calleth them all by names. And there are so many stars in the universe. Now, I don't know, did that rocket ship go up with this special telescope? Now, they're saying this rocket ship is going to prove how the universe got started. But, you know, the rocket ship and this telescope, the only thing it's going to prove is that God's universe is infinite. That's what it's going to prove. Because God is infinite. And one reason why I think that God made the stars so that mankind doesn't think that there's just some black wall You see, God wants people to know how big he is. We should know how big he is. They're talking about people are bigger than life, but no one's bigger than God. And even one time, King David, it's in the 8th Psalm, but one time King David, it must have been at night, and he must have walked out on his balcony, and he looked up to the sky, and he said, "When I consider thy handiwork, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars that thou hast made, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou considereth him, visiteth him?" Because when you think of how great God is, and really when you look at the whole universe, and then what are we? Are we dust? We're not even that when you consider the whole universe. But still, even though when you consider the whole universe, we might be less than dust, in God's eyes, we are so precious. Amen. God loves us. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Do you have children? Would you give your son or your daughter life for a murderer, for a rapist, for a mugger, for a liar, for a racist? Would you let your child die for a sinner? But God sent his son for us. It's fantastic. But I believe God made the stars, the Big Dipper, North Star, etc., so that we will realize how great he is. When I was a little girl, I used to think about the universe, that there had to be a door somewhere, and that if they kept on going out to the universe, eventually they're going to run into a doorknob and open up the door. There has to be an end. But we don't understand the vastness of God. A being that has no beginning, no end. He just is. Who is all powerful, almighty. And even though he knows what's going on Jupiter and Venus and Mars, he knows the very hairs on our head. He knows what's going on in our minds. What a mighty God we serve. What a great God we serve. The Bible tells us on the fifth day that God created the birds. Fowl that may fly above the earth. Nothing new under the sun. Airplanes. Where did he get the idea of airplanes? They looked at a bird. And the first men who tried to fly, you know, they try to get some wings and go like this. And sometimes when you're a little kid, you'll try to fly, and out of cardboard boxes, you'll try to make yourself some wings. And you'll jump and you'll fall. But some very intelligent men, they really begin to study a bird and study how the bird flies. And if you look at an airplane, what does it look like? A big old bird. They got the idea from God. Nothing new under the sun. God made different types of birds, from pigeons to robins, to hummingbirds. If you have a chance, go to the Museum of Natural History. And the 21st verse, God created great whales and every living creature that moveth, which the waters brought forth abundantly after their kind. God made all the birds and fish in the sea on the fifth day. Now on the sixth day, now we should really be interested in what happened on the sixth day. And God said, reading from the 24th verse, "Let the earth bring forth the living creature after his kind, cattle and creeping thing and beasts of his kind." So he did not make cows or elephants or rhinoceros from the sea, as they teach in the theory of evolution, but he made everything after his own kind. And he placed within every creature, everything, be it a plant, an animal, mankind, he placed inside every one of us an ability to reproduce. It's fantastic. And God made the beasts of the earth after his kind, and cattle after their kind, and everything that creepeth upon the earth after his kind. And God saw that it was good. You know, when God does something, he does it right. Amen. They said Kentucky Fried Chicken do chicken right. But God, he made this earth, and he made it just right. And God said, let us make man in our image. Now, catch it. He said our image. So who's speaking? The Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. You better tell that to these Jehovah Witnesses. Amen. Amen. That's right. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness. You weren't made in the image of a fish, or a snail, or a worm, or a baboon, or a gorilla, or a chimpanzee, or one of those ugly apes. No. We weren't made in the image of beasts, or insects, or fish, or fowl, but we were created in the image of God. That's what makes us special. We are different than animals. They said man is just the highest evolved animal. That's a lie. God made us in his image. And the Bible tells us you should think more highly of yourself. Don't think you're in the same category as a roach. My Lord. The Bible says, so God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Mr. Homosexual, Miss Lesbian, I want you to hear this. Male and female. Nothing in between. I don't see no homosexual. I don't see no bisexual. I don't see no lesbian. I don't see no transvestite. But I see male and female. Created he them. And God blessed them. And God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it. You know, they talk about this population control. But God made the earth to be inhabited. There's plenty of room. There's plenty of room on earth. Don't let people lie to you. Oh, yes, you might see a lot of homeless people, but I also see a lot of abandoned buildings. And the people are on the streets not because of lack of room, but because of lack of love. Amen. They could take a lot of buildings that have been abandoned in Brooklyn and fix them up and give people real places to live, not these shelters. They're not a real place for a man or a woman to live. In the Bronx, up in Harlem, all over New York City, there are just buildings that have been abandoned. But don't let people make you think, well, you see all these people on the street? There's a population explosion. That's not true. There's plenty of room. People don't want to share, but there's plenty of room. And God made the earth to man to live on. And he tells us to be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the air and over every living thing that moves upon the earth. God gave man and woman dominion over the earth. We are to be in charge of the earth. Amen. God says, this is yours. Now take care of it, but this is for you to enjoy, to live on. This is your earth. And the animals are here for our pleasure. You know, when I think of a cat, it's so nice. I love kitty cats. That God made a cat for my pleasure.